listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to talk to you about being chosen and choosing. You'll see what I mean when I read you from Malachi chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. The ancient prophet Malachi tells us in these verses, "I have loved you, says the Lord. Yet you say, in what way have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, says the Lord? Yet Jacob I have loved, and Esau I have hated, and laid waste his mountains and his heritage for the jackals of the wilderness." The prophecy of Malachi is built around seven questions the people asked God. These questions revealed their doubting, discouraged, sinful hearts. These are the seven questions. In what way have you loved us? In what way have we despised your name? In what way have we defiled you? In what way have we wearied him? In what way shall we return? In what way have we robbed you? In what way have we spoken against you? These were all questions that the people of God were asking God at this time. And this book begins with the kind of question that's rarely spoken, but it's often harbored in the heart. Israel asked God, "In what way have you loved us?" It was as if they asked, "God, if you really love me, why are the things the way that they are?" In answering the question, God directed Israel to his power and his authority to choose. This is what the Lord said, "Yet Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated." God asked Israel to find assurance in his election. He wanted them to understand that they're chosen, and they remain his chosen and his favored people. When the people of Israel compared themselves to their neighbors, the Edomites, that is, the descendants of Esau, they saw that God chose to preserve Israel, and he chose to punish the Edomites. Understanding that God has chosen us can bring a wonderful assurance of God's love. It means that God chose us before we existed, and that the reasons for his choosing and loving us are based in him, not in us. Knowing God chose us gives us a sense of boldness and confidence in our walk with him. Certainly, understanding our election gives us assurance of love, but since the finished work of Jesus, we have a new demonstration of love. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, "But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." We should remember that the reason why election is brought up here is not to exclude, but to comfort and to reassure. Our greatest error in considering God's election is to think that God chooses for careless reasons, as if he made choices by flipping a coin or pulling petals off of a flower. We may not understand God's reasons for choosing, and they may be reasons that he alone knows and certainly he alone answers to, but God's choices are not careless. They make perfect sense knowing everything God knows and seeing everything God sees. Yet this is a text that troubles many people. When God said, "Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated," it makes many people wonder how God could hate Esau. But it is important to see that he didn't hate Esau in the sense of cursing him or striking out against him. Indeed, Esau was a blessed man, according to Genesis chapter 33 and Genesis chapter 36. Yet, when God chose Jacob, he left Esau unchosen in regard to receiving the blessing that was given to Abraham. So sometimes people wonder, am I chosen or not? This line of thinking may lead some to be fatalistic, and to just figure that God has it all arranged ahead of time, so our reaction or response to him is futile. We can imagine someone saying, "I don't believe in Jesus, therefore I must not be chosen." Well, that's fine. But then that person cannot blame God at all for not choosing them if they also refuse to choose him. It sounds strange, but we can choose him and then discover that we are chosen. And then we find comfort in his strong, electing love. I pray that you can find some of that comfort and find it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.